Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, that was my weird attempt at a startup audio. Spencer suggested it. I don't know how it'll go. I just want to have to replay this podcast and see how it works. Thank you for tuning in. This is your host for the Iron Jaw podcast, Michael Davis, and I would like to start this podcast with non-sports and non-wrestling related news. Is breaking. I don't even know. I can't even count the number of people on my hand who know about this. Today's Thursday, the 26th, and in 5 days, on Tuesday the 31st, I will be going in for a minor procedure done, an oral surgery. This is my second oral surgery and the fourth one I've ever had done. Of all the other ones, this is a routine procedure. It's going to be fine. A couple of teeth have grown in the back of my mouth. I got nicknamed Shark Mouth, but I can't change the podcast name. So I just want to let you know, I do not know when the next time I can do a podcast, possibly, this weekend, but if not, I'm not guaranteeing anything this weekend. That'd be a huge stretch, but, if I can't do a podcast after my surgery, it may take about a week and a half, after Tuesday. So, we're looking at 2 to 3 weeks' time. You'll be without me. I should still be online, texting or messaging people. I just wanted to let you guys know because I feel whoever listens to this is family. I'm also trying something new with the visual. There should be a slideshow playing, 2 or 3 pictures. I don't know. I mean, I thought this would be a good podcast to test that out, and then, I'll have an extended period of time to, play around with it, test it out privately, and hopefully it works out. I've decided, there's not many sports news on. I mean, I listened to The Herd of Colin Cowherd on ESPN Radio, and, he spent like, an hour and a half talking about non-sports related topics, and that's really amazing because there's nothing going on right now. Baseball's in like spring training, and basketball, you kind of know who's going to make the playoffs, and then the teams who may not make the playoffs you don't really care about. And football free agency has died down, but we are getting into some fun world. WrestleMania is this Sunday, and, former UFC fighter and the current reigning and defending WWE World Heavyweight Champion, the Beast Incarnate, Brock Lesnar, has just re-signed with the WWE and has ruled out any return to the octagon of the UFC. And, this is actually pretty big because, like I said, he's the world champion. And he's going into this Sunday facing the Royal Rumble winner, Roman Reigns, who hasn't got that much support publicly. Even though, I think Reigns will be one of the key pieces to WWE the next 10, 15 years. He just has to improve a little bit, but you can't blame him, really, for the push. You have to blame creative. Anyways, Lesnar signing for a multi-year deal, sent shockwaves. I'm not wanting even to get into WWE and UFC. Is UFC competition with WWE and vice versa? I believe it is. Others have different views and opinions on that. But this one thing, it didn't even happen in the ring. This one re-signing of Brock Lesnar potentially just say the entire WrestleMania. Why? Well, you obviously wouldn't have your world champion, you know. You obviously wouldn't have one of your top stars leave the company with the world title belt. So obviously Lesnar and Reigns is going to be the main event of the evening. And if you know Lesnar is leaving at midnight, you know who's going to win. And you're just going to be like, eh. And you may turn it off then, you know, get to bed early, you have work or school in the morning, or you just won't watch the entire thing altogether because it's not enticing enough for you. I think this is a not the best WrestleMania card I've ever seen, but it has definitely got a couple of good matches. I'll also be talking about that. But Brock Lesnar re-signing is incredible. Since coming back nearly 3 years ago, Brock Lesnar has wrestled a total of 10 matches. And many wrestlers, more than that, full time of house shows in 1 month. You know, so the unique thing about Brock Lesnar is, yes, he doesn't show up much. You know, he's about to wrestle his 11th match since returning to the WWE. But he gives it everything he has each time he steps there. Okay, you know, I'm looking at his matches, all of his matches since coming back. You know, 17 minutes, 18 minutes, nearly 24 minutes, 20, 25, 25, 16, 14, 22, and if you watch his performances, they are amazing. You know, I know some, or hopefully some non-wrestling fans are listening. If you want to actually fall in love with wrestling, first of all, I'd suggest, you know, something in the indies, you know, ROH, something like that, or Lucha Underground. That's a rising promotion right now. I would say if you want to get into WWE, you know, and that's what I suggest for any, you know, new, brand new wrestling fan is, you know, just go watch WWE. I mean, and if you don't like that, I can give you like two, three, four, five other things. Sorry, I just had a tiny interruption. Trying to figure out where I was. Oh, yeah. But if you want to fall in love with WWE, you know, just watch a Brock Lesnar match. Their triple threat match with Cena, Rollins, Lesnar at this past Royal Rumble was his last match, and it was one of the most dominant things I've ever seen. And you just have a lot of good matches with Brock Lesnar. Coming back, he's had three matches with Triple H, and including the triple threat, he's had four with Cena. You know, those are two of the top names. But Brock Lesnar re-signing, it's probably saved the entire WrestleMania. And we're about to dig into that right now. I'm not going to start with that match. I want to actually end with that match, but I'm going to start digging into these WrestleMania matches. They have 10 on the card right now, and I'm going to start accordingly with the pre-show. And I don't know the orders of this matchup. I mean, I'm not going to go in that order. But I am going to start with the very first match of the night, the pre-show. It's a fatal four-way for the WWE Tag Team titles. I'll give the layout to you right now. Tyson Kidd and Cesaro versus Los Matadores, Diego and Fernando versus The New Day, Big E and Kofi Kingston. They'll have Xavier Woods in their corner, and the Usos, Jimmy and Jay with Naomi. And there's all these are like Natalya's managing Kidd and Cesaro. El Torito's the little bull mascot is going to manage Diego and Fernando, and you can see that on the WWE Network for just $9.99. No commitment required. You can cancel anytime. You know, that's actually pretty smart. if you buy it, you know, today, you get WrestleMania weekend, Hall of Fame WrestleMania for just $10, and then you can cancel. Like, I don't suggest. I've been on day one subscriber, and even though the product sort of fallen, I still watch the network occasionally, and, you know, well, not occasionally, often. They have a lot of documentaries back in the Attitude era, as well as some other shows and pay-per-views, you know, documentary countdown specials. But, you know, for those who don't know, Los Matadores and The New Day are basically, you know, jobbers, which is a term for loses just about every match. So I wouldn't imagine them putting the titles on them. You have Tyson Kidd and Cesaro, you have the Usos. And honestly, I mean, unless you're, you know, looking for something, you know, to start things up, I mean, I wouldn't even put those two tag teams there. You know, if it was me, I would put Ken Cesaro versus the Usos for the titles on the main card, but and probably the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, which we'll get into here in a second, on the pre-show, but that's just me. So obviously the Usos and Tyson Ken Cesaro, you know, you can go either way there. I'm going to say Ken Cesaro, so I wouldn't be surprised if the Usos took it. I think there's about a 20% chance of that happening, though. You know, Ken Cesaro just got the titles, you know, and they're hot. They are hot right now. But if you do tune in to the WWE Network for this pre-show, you are going to absolutely fall in love with the Uso style. If you're looking for high-octane, you know, high-flying offense, and, you know, so much chemistry. Like, even Los Matadores will have chemistry. I don't think the New Day does yet, but the Usos are one of the most charismatic and, you know, tag team out there right now in the WWE. Also, about right now, so my picks that are Tyson Kidd and Cesaro, otherwise known as the Masters of the WWE Universe. Next, I'm going to get into the ladder match. And I feel I'm going to go into detail, but I don't really want to. No offense to that. You know, you have Bad News Barrett, the WWE Intercontinental Champion, defend it in a not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, but a 7-man ladder match. You heard that right. It'll have Dean Ambrose, Luke Harper, R-Truth, Dolph Ziggler, Daniel Bryan, and formerly known as Cody Rhodes, the son of Dusty Rhodes and the brother of Goldust, now Stardust. So, touching on a few elements, I'm going to start at R-Truth. He just got on to TV, and, you know, he's getting a lot of TV time, which is unique to me because, you know, he hasn't been, you know, anywhere near the mid-card title picture. You know, we haven't even seen him much. I believe he's just used for house shows and to give other guys a rest. But I honestly believe that he loses this Sunday. I don't see any chance of him winning. He's sort of an extra, but I think this is a last run for R-Truth, and he's going to retire early. R-Truth has been in the business for a number of years, was in WWE, and then went to TNA, and then returned to WWE. He's 43 years old. I mean, you can't go on much longer. He's from Charlotte, North Carolina, you know. But at 43, you know, you're not getting to that world title picture. So I think, you know, WrestleMania is a con card. He's going to announce his retirement on Twitter and, you know, just thank the fans. Luke Harper, formerly a member of the Wyatt family, which I thought they should have gotten the tag titles, Harper and Rowan. And Rowan actually isn't on, you know, a specific match. He's going to be in the Battle Royal. But Luke Harper is the former Intercontinental Champion. First I find this interesting. The first member of the Wyatt family between Luke Harper, Eric Rowan, and Eater of the World, Bray Wyatt, to earn a title in the WWE. Harper's the first one. And I saw it because Luke Harper is a talent. You know, you wouldn't think a person his size or a person his age could do what he's able to do. He's just so exciting and can do whatever he wants. He's so unique. And he took just a backseat, a back role to Bray Wyatt and, you know, just made his own. And I think that's very unique. I would love for him to win, but I don't see it happening just right now. Later on in his career, he probably will, though. And Dean Ambrose, formerly a member of the Shield, he is actually my odds-on favorite to win this battle, this ladder match. Whoa. I just realized I have 13 minutes left, so I'm going to have to pick up the pace here. Ambrose, I thought they would... He lost by DQ at Fastlane, and I'm really thinking that Ambrose and Barrett could have had their own ladder match one-on-one at WrestleMania, but they've decided to add these other guys. But at least I got the ladder match. Again, my odds-on favorite there. Dolph Ziggler, former Intercontinental Champion, multi-time Intercontinental Champion. I just don't think, you know, he's going to steal the show right now and win it. I just think you need to put him at the main title picture. He put on a show at Survivor Series. You're going to have to look it up if you haven't already seen, you know, the traditional 5-on-5 Survivor Series tag match. But he put on a show, which made me think he was going to get, you know, that push that Roman Reigns has, and they went in a different direction. I think Dolph Ziggler deserves to be up there, as well as some of these other guys in the ladder match. Stardust, I actually think that Goldust, who is in the Battle Royal, but I think Goldust is going to interfere and cause Stardust and, you know, resume a rivalry, like a month or two, let Goldust go out and, you know, somehow get this Stardust gimmick off of Cody because I don't like it. And Daniel Bryan, obviously. I know of people who don't watch wrestling occasionally or often, but when they do, they love Daniel Bryan. The Yes Movement. Yes, yes, yes. It has went all over the sports world. Now he's down at the ladder match. And there's actually, you know, talk about Bryan being a favorite in this match. She's not my favorite, but, you know, you never know. I mean, you don't normally see a guy in Triple T and Randy Orton injury losing in a ladder match for a mid-card title. You don't normally see that. That's my prediction. Bad News Bear, I think he loses the title, but he has actually a really good shot of retaining it. I would say Bryan is 20%. Bad News is 20%. And Ambrose would cover the other 60. And I don't give a shot to Truth, Harper, Ziggler, or Stardust. Let me talk quickly. The Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Here are my favorites. I really think that Ryback can win this one. But if not Ryback, I believe that Damian Mizdow actually wins it. And I wish we could see The Miz versus Damian Mizdow, you know, as the final two participants, and just Mizdow, you know, get that huge pop from the crowd as he eliminates The Miz. I really wish that can be done. Moving on to Rusev and John Cena for the United States title. Rusev comes in the champion. You know, it's a hard one to pick because Rusev, coming to the WWE last year, is undefeated. Undefeated, never lost a match. That's amazing. No, and John Cena never taps out, never submits, never quits, never gives up. And last month at Fastlane, Rusev made John Cena pass out to the accolade, which helped Rusev retain. But also, Lana, Rusev's manager, got in the way of Cena actually getting the title. Cena won this WWE United States Championship 11 years ago at WrestleMania 20 at Madison Square Garden. So it would be a nice nostalgic moment for Cena to win, but if you have Cena win, you know, you absolutely buried Rusev and that push you got, you know, to get all the way there, but to lose that singles match for title against John Cena at WrestleMania, it sort of spells, you know, doom for Rusev. Even though my friend Isaiah Carlton pointed out that Rusev is supposed to have a special entrance, and normally ones who have special entrances lose. My prediction is Rusev, but it's close. I mean, 51-49 Rusev in my eyes. AJ Lee and Paige, AJ recently returned, and those two have a history of bad blood, versus the Bella Twins, Bree and Nikki, who had a few months where they were in bad blood as well. Should be a small match, you know, maybe 5, no more than 10 minutes, in a 4-hour extravaganza. But I just don't see the Bells losing. May happen, but unless something happens with Nikki and Brie to split those up, I think they win. But I'm going to say 75-25, I'm leaning towards the Bells. One of the bigger matchups of the night, The Undertaker, who lost for the very first time last year at WrestleMania to the reigning, defending, undisputed WWE World Heavyweight Champion of the World, Brock Lesnar, versus Bray Wyatt, who lost last year to John Cena. So both of these are trying to seek retribution for those losses. Redemption. But, you know, my friend Isaiah Carlton, I mentioned him a couple minutes ago. It's interesting. You have The Undertaker. Will Lightning strike twice? Or would you have Bray Wyatt lose to Undertaker? And, you know, if you're asking me this question 7 years ago, this is a no-brainer. But if you saw The Undertaker last year at WrestleMania, he was awful. I mean, we all thought for the last few years he would retire, but he just keeps coming back. And I actually saw a picture of Undertaker not many months ago. He looked gray. He was a walking dead man. And pun intended there, but no fun made at him. It's damaging to Bray Wyatt's career and where it's going if you have him lose. But it's also a little damaging to Undertaker's legacy. I mean, are you really going to have the one who could never be defeated at WrestleMania go out twice, go out with two back-to-back losses there? And I don't see him coming back next year. If he does, I am not watching that match. I'll probably take a bathroom break. And I have 3 more matches to discuss right now. And one of those I'm going to say is Randy Orton and Seth Rollins. Those two face each other. And I just realized I'm trying to, you know, inform everyone the best I can who hasn't watched wrestling in years, but you probably don't know half the people I've, you know, mentioned. But you should know Orton. And Seth Rollins, you know, betrayed the Shield last year, one of the most dominant groups in recent history. Man, I wish I had War here. I've talked a lot. Which is really surprising because, you know, this was sort of I have to talk, and it's WrestleMania. I mean, I don't think many will be hard on that fact. But Seth Rollins holds Money in the Bank, and honestly, I think Rollins' future in the WWE is one of the brightest. Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose, and Seth Rollins all have a bright future, and they will. They're future Hall of Famers. I'm going out on a limb there, whether people like it or not. And Seth Rollins, does the greatest build-up ever. I really wish, because, Rollins and John Stewart of The Daily Show, went back and forth. I just wish that John Stewart would somehow make an appearance at WrestleMania and cost Rollins. So there's not much, there to be said about Rollins. Even if you have him cashing in the next, 24 hours of, losing to Orton. Oh, and I forgot to do my percentages. I would say about 55% Undertaker, 45% Bray. But I really want Bray to win. That is one of my favorite wrestlers going on right now. But Rollins and Orton, I'm going Randy, and it's about 70 to 30. And I don't like Orton. I think he's a lame baby. He's one of the reasons that people have lost, so much. John Morrison and Malenia broke up. Or actually, that was Batista. As well as Mr. Candy, Mr. Anderson losing, his job because of Orton. But he always, takes the less card on the WrestleMania and works with it. But I think Orton wins. I'm going to go 70 to 30 on the odds. I have to speak quick, even though my voice is going out. wrestling fan, I probably lost you by now. I should have started with this earlier. But Sting versus Triple H, the WWE versus the WCW clash at WrestleMania. We never thought it happened. Sting, just completely avoided WWE at all costs, but he couldn't help it. Triple H does this. He gets made fun of for burying the roster. Come on. He's going to lose Sting. I don't see Sting losing his one and only, WWE match. I think he'll have more, but not right now. He won't lose right now. And I'm actually doing the odds about 80 to 20 Sting, which seems like a lot. But, And then Lesnar and Reigns. I've talked about at the top of the show. What's going to happen? What is going to happen? Lesnar and Reigns is it. Lesnar retains. And that was hard for me to say because I've been disputing that with my best friend all day and all weekend. But Lesnar resigning makes me think that Roman Reigns actually loses. But I'm going to do it at about a 60 to 40 chance. 60% Lesnar wins. And we should see Seth Rollins cash in, the night after Raw or, in the next couple months. And thank you for tuning in. Take care, everybody.